说出现这种关系，不用说对不对的呀，来家来又是一样了，东方又是西了，东方又是东方又是西，关于那些以色列的人。
Thank you. As many people as are here to be blessed this morning, as many people as are watching us online, who are hearing our voices there now, it is important for you to claim the prophetic utterances I want to make now. The louder your amen as I pronounce them, the faster your own testimony. These words of prophecy have been vomited by the Holy Ghost. For all who have gathered there and those who are watching us and listening to us, I want you to say your amen in a way that will shake down the kingdom of darkness. The first thing I want you to do before I begin to give those utterances is for you to thank the Lord for what He's going to do in your life here this morning. Do that now from your heart. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I prophesy by the power that establishes the heavens and the earth. And by the power of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. That your God will arise and turn you into a mighty testimony. Compensated.
forgotten
that the years you have lost,
the
joy you have lost, the helpers you have lost. Shall be restored by fire.
Shout it loud, thank you, Jesus.
charge it to your language. Thank you, Jesus. Let's have a say, God bless you. The kind of prayers we have to pray here this morning, they are what you can call clinical prayers. Prayers that will go deep into the root and sources of trouble. This is not a long message. Because you have plenty of prayers to pray. It will be a major tragedy if you come here today and do not pray aggressively. There is a purpose for this message. For the next few minutes, I want to look at what I call the wicked household. The wicked household. The problem of the wicked household. In Judges chapter 15. Judges chapter 15. The book of Judges is an interesting book in scripture. Tells us an interesting story. Anytime God is removed from the front and put at the back, problem comes. Teaches us so many lessons. One major lesson from this book is what we are going to pick out this month. Judges chapter 15. I read from verse 1. But it came to pass within a while after, in the time of wheat harvest, that Samson visited his wife with a kid. And he said, I will go into my wife, into the chamber. But our father will not suffer him to go in. Samson had come to visit the wife he should marry.
Samson did not pay.
He had proposed marriage to this woman, but has abandoned him for a long time.
No,
all of a sudden he woke up one morning and went there with a present. But the father-in-law said no. Verse 2.
I said,
and my father said,
Baba, I
have very thought that thou hast utterly hated her. Therefore, I give her to thy companion. The father-in-law, waiting for Samson to come, gave the lady to another man. Is not a younger sister fairer than she? Take her, I pray thee, instead of her. And Samson said concerning them,
Samson is
now shall I become blameless than the Philistines, though I do them a displeasure.
This is the beloved of the Philistines.
Samson was very angry.
Samson is the beloved of the
It was a particular family that offended Samson.
He didn't want Samson.
Now what did he do? Verse
4.
And Samson went and caught 300 foxes and took firebrands.
Samson is the number one.
And turned tail to tail. I put a firebrand in the midst between the two things. And when he has set the brands of fire, he let them go into the standing called the Philistines. And burnt up both the shops and also the standing corn and the fires and olives. He burnt their farm by setting foxes on fire and sending the foxes into the farm. Then the Philistines said, "Who have done this?" And he has a Samson, the son-in-law of the Timnath, because he had taken his wife and given her to his confinement.
What is that? Where is Samson? And no other Timnath. It only took power. What is before it there?
And the Philistines came up.
I will finish the music with you.
And burnt her and her father with fire.
What if he knows more than enough?
You can see this kind of awkward story.
How do you look to the baby?
Now, because it burns,
the
Philistines now will keep the father-in-law of Samson, and the woman Samson was supposed to marry and burnt him.
I will have finished the one of monkey and no Samson to the daughter of the woman that was in the other one.
Seven. And Samson said unto them, though ye have done this, yet will I be avenged of you, and after that I will cease.
Samson is the woman of them. Be a passing away. Can you tell me a new person that I need? Let you know.
And he smote them hip and thigh with a great slaughter.
Oh, what's the call? What's the family in Pakuba?
And went down and dwelt on the top of the rock Etam. Then the Philistines went up and pitched in Judah and spread themselves in Lehi. It was Samson that caused the trouble.
Samson did not find the trouble.
But the Philistines could not face Samson. Rather, they went and waged war against Judah. Verse 10. And the men of Judah said, "Why are you come up against us?" And they answered, "To bind Samson, and we come up to do to him as he had done to us."
What is that? That is the Samson. That is Jesus.
Then 3,000 men of Judah went to the top of the rock Etam.
So the
and sat to Samson.
What is the Samson?
He lowers down that the Philistines are rulers over us. What is this that thou hast done unto us? And he said unto them, as they did unto me, so have I done unto them. And he said unto him, we have come down to bind thee, that we may deliver thee into the hand of the Philistines. And Samson said unto them, swear to me that you will not fall upon me yourselves. And they spake unto him, saying, no, but we will bind thee fast. Deliver thee into their hand.
But
surely, we will not kill
thee.
And they bound thee with two new cords.
What is your potato?
And brought him off from the rock.
What is it going be?
And they delivered Samson unto the Philistines.
What is for Samson? Samson
caused trouble.
Samson is for the young one.
He abandoned his fiancée for a long time. And when the lady and the parents waited and waited and waited, he didn't come. He kept the lady to another man. Samson was angry. He set the forest ablaze. Burnt their farms. Then he went and killed the father-in-law and killed the lady. Samson came back and started killing them again. And Samson went and stepped at the top of a mountain.
Samson went back, only a part alone.
They knew where Samson was.
Samson went.
They could not get to Samson by themselves.
But Pharaoh only did Samson.
They were afraid of him.
Samson went back.
So they had to go through his own people.
But what about Ramallah? No,
his own people.
I went there
to go and bind Samson.
That is Lord King Samson.
So the people. The household of Samson bound Samson and delivered Samson to the enemy.
Awala de Samson, what day Samson, what the Friday of the Lord?
Listen very carefully. The members of his household, when he was that bound
him, and
then took him straight to the enemy.
What the Friday of the Lord?
The enemies by themselves could not get access to Samson. Herein lies the trouble with many of us.
If it did that,
the enemy by themselves could not give any access to us.
But
now they find a wicked household ready to assist. And the people of Samson took with their own hands. They bound their champion. In every family, with potentials, every family with potentials, there is a destroyer. In every family with plenty of children, there is always a strange child. In practically all families, there is at least one agent of destruction. Practically in all families, there is a monitoring and reporting agent reporting people to the enemies and getting familiar with their programs to bind them. Everyone has a case file in the spiritual
realm.
Some people's files have passed through various agents of darkness. This is why a particular anointing is needed to dismantle close enemies. By the time you remove the problem of household wickedness from the life of a black man, 90% of his problems are over. Many of us are where we are today because of the activities and powers of household
wickedness.
Many think they are free, but really they've been bound by forces of their household and handed over to the enemy. There is a conspiracy in the spiritual
realm.
For everyone with a divine destiny, there is an acidic attack by destiny conscious who can use the
method.
For everyone with a divine aspect, there will be a negative bloodline rising against you. For everyone with a divine agenda, there will be some satanic counter-attack against you. The attacks will not come from where you expect. There are powers that will gather. Say, let us kill him and see what becomes of his dream. The same household wickedness gathered against Joseph. The agenda against Joseph is let us kill him. Let us see what becomes of his dreams. I pray that every power that is saying, let us kill him. Let us kill him. And see what becomes of our dreams. Those powers shall die in the name of Jesus. Let your amen be loud and clear. Let your amen be loud and clear. The Chinese, they have a proverb. They said, God, take care of my friends.
I will
take care of my enemies. Because it's a panic agenda for many. We're concluded by members of the household who are wicked. And the destiny of most black people have been buried by their demonic household. It is difficult for you to dodge a stone that is thrown at you from the back. This month,
no way.
No matter how strange it is, no matter the hiding place,
if you
any wicked power assigned to bring you down, shall be buried alive. Shall be buried alive. In the university, all of a sudden just went blind. And the mother took her all over the place. All over the place. Then the mother brought her to hands of fire for prayers. That was many years ago. When they came, we knew where the problem was coming from. Said, okay, mommy,
yeah.
Daughter,
Oma,
we are not going to pray for you. Both of you will pray for yourself. And there's only one prayer point. I fire every hour of blindness in the name of Jesus. So we lock them in one
room.
So suffering.
Oh, yeah.
Mommy began to pray.
Yeah.
I fire.
Oh,
yeah. Every arrow break was daughter was praying. I fire. Every arrow blindness. After 10 to 15 minutes, we could not hear the voice of the mother again.
It
was only the daughter praying. And by the time we opened the door, daughter could now see. Mother was now blind. Meaning that the arrow of blindness was fired by the wicked mother. It was interesting to see that when they were coming, was the mother who held the hand of the daughter. But by the time they left, was the daughter that led the mother. I pray that every force of wickedness assigned against her life shall be disgraced. the satanic book that somebody has swallowed. The more difficult it is to dislodge. This is a serious matter. I want you to understand this very well. Family rivalry and family contention has started since the beginning of the creation of man. And it is very rampant in scripture. Eve was also wickedness to Adam. So there is husband and wife also wicked. Did you hear the story of that man that was stoned to death? Nigeria. A strong wizard. The wife was pregnant. But the wife noticed that within 12 to 3 a.m. the stomach could just be flat. And whenever that stomach was flat, he would wake up the husband. Until around 6 a.m.
As you told me, I remember.
And when he opened his eyes at 6 a.m., the baby in his stomach will be back. Mysterious. The wizard was taking the baby in the womb somewhere. It is possible. There are people here today.
Where are we? No, I mean,
and while you were in your mother's womb, that was how they were carrying you about in the spirit realm, but you did not know. The effect is now
shown.
Any such person here today, shall be delivered by fire. Let your enemy rule and turn back. Wickedness that the Bible says, suffer not a wish to live. One day, the woman went to report to her mother who goes to church. And the mother said, immediately you wake up at 12 midnight and don't find your baby again, just come straight. I'll take you to our IPG. So one day like that, at 12 midnight, the baby had disappeared, the lady rose up, ran to her mother. And the man was still fast asleep. You could not wake him up anyway. And she stayed there the whole of that morning. By 9 a.m., he started calling her, come and look at your husband, come and look at your husband. By the time she rushed home, her own stomach was flat. The man was now pregnant. The baby he took to the meeting had been transferred to him because there was nobody to take it. There are wizard husbands. There is also wickedness husband and wife. There is Cain and Abel in the Bible. Cain was the synagogue of Abel.
Abeli.
Eventually, he killed him.
Wickedness.
That's Lot against Abraham.
Lot, you are going to Abraham.
In this family, house of wickedness.
In Baton, that's
Esau and Jacob.
Esau and Jacob were
twin brothers. House of wickedness.
But I did it.
Many years back.
Not what I say.
Someone came to me for prayers.
And you know what's on the way back to Badura.
And we started praying.
As a blessing, Badura.
He said, she said she had a headache.
Only you look for.
But she said, but please pray for me.
You go near your way back after you.
But don't lay your hand on my head.
You go not for work only.
I said, okay. Let's pray.
Yeah, Badura.
Immediately we close our eyes.
That
egg that she said I should not touch.
Was
where I laid my hand.
God,
and she began to confess. She's kind. The second
twin.
Turning her confession there. She said,
only
she has placed the life of Taiwo on a shelf. And that until she has had seven children, Taiwo will not marry. Wickedness. Joseph's brethren, they were against him.
Miriam.
Was against Moses.
Oh no, the people say
Absalom.
Absalom
fought his own father.
Opa Abarega.
The brothers of David.
Our
they were against him.
Oh no, the people.
All these are well outlined in scripture. No wonder the Bible says the enemies of a man.
Our time
shall be the members of his own household. This is the battle we're here to do today. And it's a serious battle. I see many people being delivered. I see many people receiving awesome testimonies. I see many situations that they say it's not possible. Becoming possible as you pray for us. There are different classes of household wickedness. I just want to call resident wickedness. That the wickedness is resident in that family. That is acquired wickedness. They acquired the wickedness to the family in order to fight themselves. There is family initiation. One person took another child and initiated them to witchcraft, initiated them to papyrus inside the same family. There is marital wickedness. Polygamous wickedness.
That
is what we call the dedicated strong man. Strong man is there to just finish up those who will prosper the family. There is donation. Wickedness.
They're
looking for somebody to donate in the coffin. They will go and put down somebody in the family. That is parental wickedness. There are inherited battles. So the different classes of this wickedness. When the answer will come from us, wickedness in it attacking you. You begin to experience unbelievable bad luck. Unexplainable poverty. Iron-like blockages.
If you want to grow,
when you are moving, you face a Jericho-like resistance. You keep having terrible nightmares that will not go away. You find yourself being oppressed and being tormented. They will be feeding you, your dream, doing all kinds of things to you.
You're
dreaming about dead relatives and having life turning upside down. You find new patterns, you find all kinds of patterns that you don't expect to happen. Somebody told me a rejoicing mother. Your two children are going abroad to study. The senior wife said to the junior wife, and for some strange reasons, the same day, the two children left where they were studying abroad. One of them, 2 weeks to the final exam, they got into the plane, they got to the Mitalama Media
Pocher.
Both of them arrived the same day. Met the same at the airport. Then did not understand how they got home.
She wicked.
The wife came. The mother came to the president for deliverance. This is a very, very serious matter. How do you fight somebody who abhorred you in the womb for 9 months? How do you have somebody who knows everything about you? How do you fight a person who has your placenta? How do you handle the person who gave you your first birth and knows your weaknesses and strength? How do you find those who collected your dowry? These are the challenges. What do we do today? I told you we have plenty of pressure for it. The first thing to do, you need to become a friend of Jesus. Surrender your life to Jesus. That's the first thing. Second thing is to pray inquiry prayers so that you can do sharp shooting. Sharp shooting. Inquiry prayers. Third thing is to pray the prayer after Elijah. Elijah kind of prayer. The prayers that brings up fire. And the fourth thing is to pray the prayer of restoration. I see many people here today. The Lord said restoration shall be the Lord's. A prayer of restoration. I'm glad to give you mighty, wonderful breakthroughs. I want you to understand that we're dealing here with stubborn parts. We're dealing here with things that have been planted and planted and planted and planted and planted in your ignorant periods. We're talking here about powers that have already caged people. and they need to be released from their hands. A woman got married. She had three children. One girl, two boys. The one girl and two boys. They were the ones who sat their father down and asked their father to marry a second wife to confront their own mother. So the man married another wife. So the extra wife, three children, became four people.
On the man.
Plus the husband, make him five.
On the man.
Anytime there's a quarrel, all five will begin to beat up this single woman.
I will marry a massive power. No, that
wickedness of the eyes of
the wife that don't
I pray that today,
every
wicked agenda against her, it's time for prayers. Rise up on your feet. All eyes closed. We are not here to joke. We're not here to play. This is mountain of fire and miracles ministry. We're here for serious warfare. There are people here.
I
have been tormented for years and years. There are people here today who have been saying, when will my deliverance come? There are people here today who don't understand what is going on in their lives. In the next 3 minutes, you will experience the God of breakthrough. But you see, if you are here, you are not just surrendered your life to Jesus.
So if you are here, Jesus,
or you say you are born again, you have vaccinated a long time ago, you are no longer born again. You need to come forward very quickly. Come and surrender your life to Jesus. You must come at it very quickly. End up to the altar here. End up the two altars at the back. Run there quickly to surrender your life to Jesus. This is an opportunity you must not miss.
Okay,
you've taken the most important decision in life.
If you don't
I congratulate you.
Okay.
Now bow down your heads where you are.
This is the limited one at the river.
I'll say what I'm going to say after. Say,
Father,
in the name of Jesus. I come before you now.
Okay. What is this saying?
I know that you sent Jesus
to
die for my sin. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. Beginning from today, I say bye-bye to the devil and enter into the kingdom of life. In Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to pray with you now. Father, I thank you for your children here. I pray that you uphold them by your power.
And
I will keep them standing in the name of Jesus. The decision they're taking today doesn't be permanent in their lives. Write their names in the book of life. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. His power now will walk in the door of the land. And his power now will walk in the precious door of the land. That is power, that is power now will walk in the door of the land. Don't pray for this prayer. Because if you pray this prayer, and there is also wickedness troubling you, and they refuse to repent, anything can happen. Amen. So if you are afraid,
then you have power.
I recommend you keep quiet.
But there are
people here. They have suffered for too long.
What did you do?
And enough is enough. Sacrificing that good, lovely man called
Abel.
Also, wickedness, they don't go for useless family members. They go for those who destined. It's not that from a family confessing a witchcraft. Said that there was a doctor in the family, there was a lawyer, the top person asked the hunchback. He said they are eating the doctor. They are eating the lawyer. So they only let the hunchback. Who cannot do anything to help anybody?
And the couple,
which is very sad.
The
if you keep quiet,
Cain
will sacrifice you.
Cain is not very
good. It's better not to keep quiet.
You don't know,
close your eyes.
Do you mind?
Repent in your voice.
Testimony has just happened.
silence. Thank you,
Bodina.
Plenty of sicknesses have just disappeared. Check your body. If you brought a sickness here, it has just disappeared. That sickness, if it has just disappeared, quickly find a way to the
altar.
Don't let the devil put it back on you.
So those
of you who know for
calendar,
check that head. Check that
anemia.
Check that menstruation of
acidity.
Check the evil milk coming out from the breast. Check your breathing in and out.
Yes.
Father, we thank you for this prayer letters. You are the God of answer, let my fire. Answer my fire in the name of Jesus. Let this prayer request here, and those written in the laboratory of the house, become celebration. Become celebration. Become celebration. Become celebration. In the name of Jesus. Within the next 10 days, let uncommon testimonies, uncommon victory, unusual victory laughter, be the Lord of your children in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I commit your children unto your holy hands. I cover them and those who are watching us online with the blood of Jesus. Your victory is permanent. Affliction will not rise again. Any hardcore witch assigned against you shall confess unto death. In the name of Jesus. And any power holding my vigil against you shall be scattered and disgraced. In the name of Jesus. Every human boy fly against you. Shaka slap. In the name of Jesus. The Lord said, there are plenty of people at this meeting who have made pledges in their mind. Father, if you do this for me, this is what I will do. The Lord said, I should tell you that he has accepted your supplication. Thank you, Jesus. It is written that you to be healed shall lift up your head. Prepare come to suffer. Help come from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Not suffer your feet to be moved. For it that keep that you in that slumber. Keep that you in that slumber. Keep that you in that slumber. The Lord shall keep you when I come down. Lord shall keep you where I was. No evil shall befall you. The Lord shall help you move down. This promise shall be fulfilled in your life. Jesus, mighty name, we pray. Amen. 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 Some will receive letters that will move their destinies forward. Let us share the grace of fellowship.